Hi, Jason.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is the couple that scares together, and you're back for another week.
Yes,
you are. We don't know why. And I'm your host, Nicole, and this handsome devil is my
Jason.
Husband, yes, who is certainly isn't a lizard person that I know of.
But
tonight,
as you know.
We're going to dive deep into reptilian shape-shifting craziness.
Let's do
it. Are you ready?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, you kind of like this
subject. I love it.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, we're going to do it. Okay, so we are not a conspiracy podcast.
Not at all.
Are a spooky, creepy, all things paranormal podcast, but the two overlap. Let's just be real. I personally like to read about and listen to conspiracy theories. I'm equally as interesting as I am terrified by that, because I think that, I mean, a lot of them aren't theories anymore. They were just conspiracies. Like, things were proven true. And every day we find out more information. Right?
Sure.
So we're talking about disclosure today. We're talking about aliens and all things reptilian. And we're talking about the idea that shape-shifting lizards are taking human form to plot to rule against America and the one world order. That's what we're doing.
I love it.
It's a legitimate conspiracy theory. I know those two phrases don't go in the same sentence, but they do.
I am so proud of us.
That we're taking this on.
This moment, just making this,
You know what I just realized? In this moment, we're never going to be taken seriously. So I will never run for office. I never was going to anyway. But I mean, I'm never going to be like anything really serious, because when they look this up, they're going to be like,
you mean her?
She believes in
reptilian shape-shifting...
Whatever.
The lizard people.
Yeah, I don't know what I believe about it or not, but I'm going to say this. So it is impossible to mention this subject and not mention a man named David Icke. So we're going to talk about David Icke today, but I have a little PSA before we move on. All right, a little public service announcement, okay?
What are you talking about?
Well, I think you're going to recognize it, but one thing that David Icke says that I think is reasonable, okay? A lot of things he says I think are crazy. And a lot of things I think he says, he's got like a nugget of truth to it. But one thing he says that I really like is, and he has a metaphor, and he says that it goes like this. Imagine you're hiking, and you have a backpack on, right? And your tent's on your back and all your wares, and they represent what you believe in, okay? And most people hike until they feel comfortable or compelled to settle down and pitch their tent. And then no matter what comes, whatever, they don't move. That's where they've pitched their tent. They've stayed there. That's mainstream, okay? Mm-hmm. Then if you go a little further down the road, people still hiking, you start to get the people that believe in things that are like the multiverse and things that are a little more, you know, maybe this could be, right? Skeptical, I'm sure, but still are open to something, right? Then you go a little bit down the road, right? And you get people that are say, hey, no, life is a matrix. Life is, we're not even in world. It's a simulation. And you get really, really crazy. What David Icke says is never pitch your tent. Never be married to your beliefs. Never have them so consuming that you're carrying them with you that you would never go down the road further. So that doesn't mean we have to upend our lives. That doesn't mean we have to throw away, I don't know, whatever. I can stop watching TV altogether. I'm not sure. Well, I do think you probably should stop watching TV altogether. But needless to say, I think we can take what David Icke says in that sort of fashion and has some value. Don't pitch your tent. So just stay open-minded throughout all of this, because it's going to get kooky. It's going to get kooky. We are going to hear some things that you're not going to believe.
That's his whole point, is just, you know...
Get weird.
Keep an open mind.
Yeah.
Get weird.
No, he's not saying that.
He's not saying that. He's saying, keep an open mind.
I think he says that when he's on stage.
Get weird?
Yeah.
It kind of is a weirdie.
And we'll talk about him a little bit. But just don't be incapable of hearing new ideas. That's what I'm saying. So tonight, I'm going to challenge you. And I'm going to challenge everybody out there that's listening. If you listen to us, either A, you just like us, which we like you back. Or you like this subject in some sort of fashion. And you want to hear weird stuff. So tonight, you're going to hear some strange things. If any of this is true, it's terrifying. And I think we should just give up, because it's terrifying. All right? So we have our shirts on. So.
All right, we're taking the plunge now.
And away we go. Okay.
For better or worse.
All right. So David Icke, who is he? He is a British conspiracy theorist. He published his first book of this theme in 1999 called The Biggest Secret. And it's about tall, blood-drinking, shape-shifting reptilian humanoids that are from this star system that we're going to talk about, the Alpha Draconis star system, that are now hiding in underground bases and are the force behind the worldwide conspiracy against humanity. That's it. He contends that the world's most ancient and modern leaders are related to these reptilians. Everything from the Rothschilds, which you always talk about, the Bush family, the British royal family, and anywhere in between. Okay? Sure. And he goes hard in the paint. Like, he goes after the Queen. He goes after, like, big names. He's coming for them.
And the Bushes?
Yeah. And
oh, you just got a text.
I just got a message.
Right in the middle of...
Yeah.
It's probably your sister who's like, hey, you should stop talking about this.
You know what?
What's that?
So this week, when I was doing...
She's reaching out right now to say, please
don't do this.
Take a step back.
I was doing this and reading this, and I was reading somebody's account, mm-hmm. something, whatever. And I thought, if even a little bit of this is true, we are nobodies. So we're safe, I think. But what if we're not, and somebody comes... I don't know. I'm like, every time we get a little weirder, that's kind of like, hey, what you're if I accidentally hit on something?
Putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
don't
you
don't come for me.
Listen, you can't get on do a podcast and
right.
be on YouTube and be on
right.
public airways and then say, well, you know, I don't want to be noticed, because obviously that's not true.
Well, I don't want to be noticed, and I don't want people like Men in Black to come to my door and
but
kidnap
then,
me.
Like, I mean.
By the way, did I show you that?
What are you talking about?
There was a video, and it's surveillance from, I don't think it's real, but it's a surveillance, people don't think it's real, but it's a surveillance video, that's true,
mm-hmm.
and in the video that was uploaded, a security guard said, I'm not allowed to download anything from the security tapes, but you have to see this, and there really isn't a whole lot to see, except for they're at a law firm, and the secretary, it's a video, and the secretary is at her desk. And the security guard said, I went out to lunch, and we're not allowed to leave anybody alone in the office. I thought that was kind of weird. But maybe they work they're lawyers. So maybe they work with sketchy clients. I don't know. Who's to say? Maybe they've been broken into before. So, but they did that day. And in it... No.
They left them alone.
Left her alone. Gotcha. And in the video, it's like such a side jaunt. But in the video, you see like a shadow... from the window.
I hope the person had a tail.
No. But somebody who looked like a Men in Black, like a black suit and everything else, mm-hmm. comes in, right?
Yeah.
The secretary looks alarmed, reaches for the office gun.
Really?
Uh-huh. The man says something to her. There's no audio. She puts mm-hmm. the gun on the table, stands up, and walks out the door with him. Apparently she's missing. Whether you believe this or not. Isn't that crazy?
That's kind of scary, yeah.
I know, but I'm scared.
Is scary. Yes, it's scary.
So now I'm scared. Okay.
Well, it's too late. Listen.
All right, well, let's go. Hard the pain. So what is a lizard person? you may ask. It's just like what it sounds. They're cold-blooded humanoid reptilians who have the power to shape-shift into human form. According to David Icke, and again,
here we go.
This is his theory. These creatures have had their claws in mankind. Unintended. Since ancient time. And world leaders like Queen Elizabeth, George H.W. Bush, the Clintons, and Bob Hope are lizard people. That was a new one for me, Bob Hope.
Bob Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. He says that even these conspiracy theory, even these people, these reptilians,
mm-hmm.
are connected to secret societies like the Freemasons and the Illuminati.
Of course they are.
Okay. All right. Back in April of 2013, public policy polling conducted a poll about conspiracy theories, like aliens, like the conspiracy theory that Paul McCartney was an imposter. Did you ever hear that theory?
No.
He got sick on tour, and there's just all the speculation that he was just replaced. Yeah, that's the one. And of course, lizard people. So they did this polling, and they found that 4% of Americans believe in lizard people, and another 7% were unsure.
7%.
We're like, okay, maybe. I think it's more now.
It's only 4% believe in lizard people?
I think that's high.
That is really high. Where are these people who are believing that?
That was in 2013. 100%.
So that's a long, yeah.
100%.
It's more.
Oh, yeah.
Centuries ago now.
No, 100% there's more people that believe in lizard people.
I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. And we're not making fun of Eve either, because we actually don't want the lizard people to come get us.
Not at all.
So, no. All right. So, there you go. Keep in mind that the belief in lizard people exists, but many people are nervous that they will they will have any kind of public connection to this, or they will find out, people will find out legitimately that about their beliefs and judge them. Like for me, I don't want anybody to judge me if they think I actually believe in lizard people.
Like people at your job, for instance.
Yes, I don't want you to. I don't want you to question my mental fortitude because I happen to like fun things like this. So please don't. All right. So how do those who believe in people, know when someone's a lizard person? Do you know?
Scaly?
Uh-huh. No. No. There are many different theories. And if you look to different forums, right, you get a numbers post.
Here we go.
There's all kinds of different people that say different things about, but there are some things that they all have in common. All right. So, okay. How to spot a lizard person. All right. Here's your handy-gandy guide. Green eyes.
Okay. Oh, that goes without saying.
Right. Okay. Green or good eyesight or hearing. Okay. Having red hair.
red hair person.
A sense of not belonging to the human race. Like, I guess you just ask somebody. Like,
how do you determine that? I don't know. Exactly.
Maybe you have to ask yourself, like, if you are one.
How do you determine if you don't belong? Like,
I don't know.
If your neighbor, for instance, is a lizard person.
You ask them. Do you ever think you don't belong to this world? Unexplained scars on their body.
Okay.
Love of space.
Oh, we're going to
hit on that.
Talk about that later for sure.
Low blood pressure. I have notoriously low blood pressure. And by the end of this list, I thought I was reptilian.
Yeah, you could be.
And who knows what color my hair is, because I haven't stopped dyeing it since I was 14.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Who knows? I do have green eyes. All right.
You're wearing glasses right now as we speak.
I have terrible eyesight. No, my eyesight was real good.
You're now wearing glasses.
Now I have reading glasses.
Reptilians don't wear them.
That's true. So also, they might have physical features like a smile where your bottom teeth show.
Okay. A snake.
Eyes that change size or shape. Abnormally sized pupils can often tell you that if you're a lizard person. All right. Some people say that means nothing, that you can't really tell. And it's not about your physical body, but about something inhabiting you.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Like a little possession kind of thing.
Possession kind of, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. I gotcha.
So what do they want?
They want world domination.
They want world domination.
Of course. What do lizard people want? To take control of the world, obviously.
I guess. And to eat our children, I think.
Oh.
Yes. That's what their favorite is. They're children eating.
They're right now, people are just like, oh my God, they're getting nervous. See, unclick, unsubscribe.
Next week, we'll come back with a haunted house, I promise. All right, aside from people's paranormal, lizard people are thought to primarily come from a constellation Draco. Though there are some other theories that the reptoids came from other systems like Sirius or Orion, if you believe in space, which I'm not even sure I believe in anymore, because basically, they're aliens.
Reptoids.
Yes. Draco is, of course, the constellation that's allegedly shaped like a dragon. So, if you think that would probably make sense, right? And its Latin name means huge serpent. So, that makes sense. It's the eighth largest constellation. The Draco, or the reptoids, are thought to be very tall and have retractable wings. Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you see the wings?
No, they retract.
Under a coat?
Retract.
It retracts, inward.
Yes.
Well, I didn't.
No, they have to hide their wings.
Just, you know, did like one of these things where they just kind of bundled them up like a bat does.
I know. No, they just retract them.
Retractable.
Uh-huh. Ike believers say that lizard people have been visiting Earth since ancient times and breeding with humans, mm-hmm. which has resulted in more lizard people and more humans with the potential to be lizard people.
That's what tends to happen when you breed, I guess.
I guess so. So, no actual documentation that any of this is true. However, back in 2008, and I don't know if you remember this because I do, a Minnesota senator race A man named Lucas Davenport created a national stir when he tabbed lizard people as his write-in vote. I remember this. And outlets like the Wall Street Journal and TV shows like Hardball noticed. But Davenport wasn't actually a believer. He said, a friend of mine, we didn't like the candidates, so we were at first going to write in revolution, but because we thought that was good and a point to make. He said, but then he thought lizard people would be funnier. Yeah. And there was a kind of running inside gag between his friends. So that's what he did. So, yeah. So that's funny, though, that they made that kind of national stir. So when you go down this rabbit hole, allegedly, I'm going to say it a third time, mm-hmm. allegedly, there are a lot of lizard people, and they're all A-listers people. So people like Barack Obama, Donald Rumsfeld, because they can cross party lines.
Right. Not saying just
Madonna, saying. Katy Perry, Bill Clinton, Angelina Jolie. They also could be Illuminati. They cross. They're in both worlds. Are you a lizard person? Possibly.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
Last time I checked, I didn't.
Go look. I don't know.
What are the signs? Like you said, red hair, etc. Pointy teeth.
I don't know. But they also are like ambitious because they want world domination. So
they are ambitious.
It's not a bad thing.
Like, when you think of a lizard, like a reptile, I don't think of ambition, but because I mean,
they're cold hearted.
Ball python downstairs, and he has virtually no ambition other than
that's not true. He's very ambitious.
Crawl
but he wants
from
to eat.
One side of the cage to the other.
Yeah, if he wants to eat.
Yeah.
Oh. So there you go. All right. So I said that piercing eyes, right? But they also can change like a chameleon like. But I didn't mention they might have psychic abilities.
Oh, they can. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's kind of scary.
Right. So just whatever. And your love of space and science might have to do with because you've had alien contact.
Okay.
Okay. So thousands of years ago, the reptilian beings, right, from the constellations Orion, Sirius and Draco, they intervened on the planet Earth and began interbreeding with humans. That's how it goes. Mm-hmm. Not physically, however, but rather through the manipulation of human coding in DNA.
Okay.
Ike states that no coincidence that humans have fundamentally reptilian genetics within their brain. Now, when they say your reptile brain, right? We say that all the time. I do believe that there is some sort of weird part of our brain that is just like, self-motivated.
Like base instincts.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think some people have more of that than others. Closer to caveman-like behavior.
Yeah, well,
right?
Our own kids are like that.
A little bit, because they don't develop empathy and compassion for a while. And they only care about themselves. And some people never outgrow that.
Let's hit the dog. It's fine.
Let's beat goats while we go to the petting farm last night.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
No, don't pet the goats. Be nice to the goats. I don't know. So, whatever you believe in, perhaps they've been possessed by a reptile from outer space. That's
how can
a possibility,
you
too.
Figure it out. How do you.
I think you would know if you're a reptilian. I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So, anyway. David Icke has made a living off of this. Like, he has a lucrative.
No, he definitely
he
has.
I don't know how many books.
He has a lot.
A lot.
He has a lot. And, he
does
podcasts, radio shows, all the kind of stuff.
Speaking tours.
Yeah, he does that.
You're right. You got it. All right. So I'm going to talk about a few things. And I want to just mention there are some things like weird stuff from mythology and from ancient times that kind of give us an explanation, perhaps, or maybe not, or maybe even more questions. Like, for instance, the Mayans and stuff, they found statues that look very reptilian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is absolutely true, right? Every sort of ancient culture had some sort of reptilian deity.
Could it be just that they're basing it off of, like, serpents and animals, you know, as opposed to just being, like, they're reptilians per se, which came from space?
I don't know. I say, what would Graham Hancock say? But it takes me 400 days to get through his book, so I'll let you know.
No, it's
I don't know. What would he say about that? I'm not sure. But even from...
He would say a lot about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, he
would. Based on his book, he'd go on and on.
Well, he wouldn't say nothing. He wouldn't say anything definitive about that, but he'd reference everything in ancient times and before that.
Antiquity.
Right. So there is, I mean, the Romans and the Greek had something that resembled a reptilian winged man or serpent that we found evidence of and relics of that. Dragon kings are in Greek Chinese mythology.
They're in everything, from Lord of the Rings, all kinds of stuff.
From Islamic mythology. We've talked about the jinn before a little bit because that's another word for a demon then, but is very reptilian-like. The Gorgons from the sisters from Greek mythology, right? The Naga, which is Hindu, said to live underground and interact with humans on the surface and very reptilian. All kinds of stuff, you know. There's all sorts of references. Even the ancient Egyptians had a crocodile god. Like it would look like a head of a crocodile. Aztec, they had it's Tlaloc, I think, and it's a god described as a man with snake fangs. Sue, hi, how you doing? There's a lot of them. Even more modern one. I mean, we talk about like the lizard man of the Ori Swamp in South Carolina. So there's all kinds of. We still have these sort of references to these lizard beings. There's got to be some reference and some sort of generalization that we're doing.
What's the first text that was written? I can't think of the name of the character. It's in the movie that we saw. I wish I could go back to school, like in lit, when we read the text, but I can't think of the name of it.
All right. Well, you think.
No, I can't. No, that's. I'm stuck now. Okay. Never mind. We're just going to keep going.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pause this. All right. We're back. What do you want to mention? Because it came to your head. I accessed it.
I'm embarrassed to say I could not remember Beowulf, the story.
Nobody's shocked
of
by
Beowulf.
This.
Within the story, like the central. The antagonist is. I guess like a snake.
Yeah, morphs into that, kind right? Of in and out.
Reptile creature.
Yes.
Yes.
That's very true. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about an alien abduction. Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. So I want to share with you an alien abduction that has to do with reptilians. All right. So So this is one in which the person had an alleged encounter with a reptilian creature. All right. One of the earliest reports was that of it's Ashland, Nebraska. It was a police officer. Okay, so just for a minute, a police officer. So not your town kook, but a police officer.
It's an upstanding.
You would think. His name was Herbert Schimmer, and he was born in 1945. Who under hypnosis. He recalled being taken aboard a UFO in 1967 by humanoid beings with slightly reptilian appearance who wore a winged serpent emblem on the left side of their chest.
A winged serpent?
Yeah, no one really believed him, but I'm going to tell you a story.
Well, I get it. No, they wouldn't.
Okay. It was a cold night on December 3rd, 1967, and it was especially cold at 2:20 a.m. in Ashland, Nebraska. Herbert, he was young, a 22-year-old patrolman making the usual rounds. The streets were pretty much empty, and the local businesses were all closed. Everyone was tucked into their beds, covered in their blankets. He passed by the only open business this late at night, a gas station on Highway 6.
They're going to see a strip club.
No. There were, as usual, no customers. He then noticed something odd in the distance. It looked like red lights flashing upon a large truck. Was it an ambulance? A tow truck? What had happened? He drove down Highway 63 until he came upon the scene with the headlights now flicked onto high beam, and it was definitely not a truck. The red lights he had seen flashing were coming from oval-shaped portholes cut into what appeared to be a metallic oval-shaped object that was hovering about 8 feet above the road surface. Patrolman Schirmer noted that the object appeared to be made of aluminum and had a small walkway around it and below some sort of landing gear. Getting ready to call in the incident, the object rose up with flames shooting out the bottom end and then suddenly swooshed to the right over his patrol car. He looked out his window and in his mirrors, but noted that the object was so fast that he did not know where it went. Deciding not to call it in, but because of what he saw, he returned to the police station. He drove back and within minutes arrived to the station to make his report. He glanced at the station clock to note the time, and it was 3 a.m., He was baffled that it took him what he believed to be mere minutes to arrive back at the station, yet all the clocks indicated time had passed, which is my nightmare, that I will not remember what happened. I don't know if I want to remember.
You hear this happening like all
missing
the time.
The
abduction stories. Missing time. It happens
absolutely
constantly.
Absolutely missing time.
Constant theme.
Yeah. In his report, he indicated he saw what he believed to be a flying saucer. After his brief report was written up, he noted that there was a red welt on his neck, and he appeared to have and he had developed a severe headache and was feeling ill. He decided that he would not return back to duty until the next day. Months passed, and word got out to the U.S. Air Force that a patrolman had seen a flying saucer and that his eyewitness testimony was valid. The Condon Commission at the University of Colorado, who was tasked to investigate and mostly discredit UFO reports, asked him to come to Boulder, Colorado, and retell his UFO encounter. Mm-hmm. On February 13th, 1968, after being interrogated by several officers, the patrolman was asked to undergo hypnosis under the guidance of Wyoming University psychologist Leo Sprinkle of the University of Wyoming.
He's a really, really famous hypnotist.
Under hypnosis, Herbert recalled that after he stopped his car near the object, the engine died and his radio went silent. A white object appeared from the craft and seemed to communicate mentally with him, preventing him from drawing his gun as he attempted to do. And then basically he just says that's all he really remembers, except for the reptilian. He was able to describe that they were like humanoids, reptilians with the emblem of a serpent on his thing.
I wish I could see a picture of him.
I mean, like his rendition.
Like what he thought they looked like. Like did they have like
green
skin, green eyes? Did they have
horns? Or like just their features were?
Yeah, what they look like. If they're part reptile, then like part reptile, part human, what do they actually look like?
I don't know. But you know, the missing time. Have you ever had any kind of missing time? I mean, because you're always so like forgetful and whatever.
Yeah, all the time. I can't remember stuff.
Like for big strands of time?
Well,
no,
just saying.
I have.
I forget stuff a lot, but I think that's just because I forget stuff a lot, not because of reptiles.
I have. Do you want to hear mine? I've had it twice.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so the first time I was in college. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I was in college and I went to school in West Virginia.
Oh, you got roofied, probably.
No, it was with my
that
mother.
Explains it.
No, I was with my mother and we were driving to West Virginia. And the trip would take us about 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Longer because my mom and I would stop and, like, you know, get snacks or whatever and whatever. So anyway, this was a trip that we had taken a lot of times. We were very comfortable with the trip. It was just her and I. It was a Sunday because she's probably taking me back to college after the weekend. And it was beautiful, sunny, no bad weather. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometime after Cumberland Gap, when we were in West Virginia.
Sure.
We were making excellent time by all accounts. Okay?
Okay.
All right. We stopped at a gas station. We remember this. To get...
like, beverage, gas, something.
It wasn't a gas station that we normally stop at.
Maybe it was a temporary.
Okay, well, listen to this.
All right.
Okay? So, we pull into the college, whatever, and it is dark. And shouldn't be. And I said... what time is it? Because at the time I didn't even have a cell phone, and so like you didn't wear watches.
Sure.
like I didn't wear a watch with my time on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the car thing, and about an hour and a half had gone by. We had missed an hour and a half, and we looked at her and she goes,
both
I don't know
of you?
Yeah, she goes, I don't, well yeah, she's with me.
No, I'm just saying, like,
she's like, I don't
you
know. Yeah,
are reporting that you missed some time.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't know.
This is in West Virginia, like, on the way to Morgantown.
Yes. And she goes, I don't know. And I said, okay. Like, that's weird. I said, I don't know. And she said, God, we must have taken a wrong turn. I go, we didn't take a wrong turn. We do exactly.
What people sometimes say, like, you
pulled
into
it.
A gas station.
Wait a minute. It gets worse.
All right. Oh, there's
get
more?
Worse. No, it doesn't get worse. But it wasn't, my mom's like, well, she was going back that day. So she lost an hour and a half of time. So that was not, she had to work the next morning.
Oh, God.
So my mom was going to take the trip all the way back home,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was like, Mom, maybe you shouldn't take it, whatever.
Right, you'd be
she
tired.
Does. Okay. So I said, well, do me a favor. Will you stop and get some coffee? Like, you know, I don't want you to fall asleep at the wheel or anything. And she said, absolutely. She goes, I'll stop at the gas station on my way back.
Wait, let me guess.
Couldn't find it.
That's,
couldn't find
I'm
it.
Telling you, and like,
and we made that trip 100 times.
That's how many times you've been cutting me off.
Yes.
100 times. Yes. Just in this episode alone.
It's your whole life, love.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about that? I mean, I never thought about it.
I shouldn't say, like, but in common theme in all these stories is, like, you know, we stopped here at a gas station, rest stop, you know, hotel, what have you, whatever spot, something happens, like, things get strange, and then they go back to try and find it, and they can't, and it's gone.
Yeah, it was very Twilight Zone.
Not open, the supermarket, which was open, you know, on that evening, isn't open, deserted, abandoned, whatever.
Right. You want to hear my next other one? It was also in college.
That really happened?
Yeah. But it seemed not inconsequential. I'll tell you when it did.
Not a big deal at the time.
Right. So the next time it happened.
Restate that, what you just said?
It wasn't consequential until when. I'll tell you when. All right. Okay. But I'll tell you when it struck me as odd. Because at the time it really didn't. I thought, geez, we really effed that one up. So
I don't know.
So
got lost or something.
Months later, a year later, I don't even know how long, not in the same time period or whatever, because I had a boyfriend at college, right? And I hope he's listening. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, maybe he remembers this. I don't know. But we had a big sorority formal to go to. It's like a Saturday night, I guess. And he had football practice. So he was going to do his thing. And I said I was going to go for a hike. I was going to go for a hike.
By yourself?
Yeah, but it's college. Everybody goes by themselves.
Yeah, but it's West Virginia. Like, there's bears.
I know, it's in the college campus. But they have, like, the rail train. Right. Like, the...
No, I got you. I got you.
So... It was real close to my house, real close to where I
lived. Yeah, I understand. You're on campus.
Yeah, so I said, I'm going to go for a hike. I'll be home. I'm going to go for a hike. I'm going to go home, get some lunch. I'm going to take a nap, and then I'll get ready for our date, our formal.
That sounds wonderful.
It does sound
like
nice.
Like all that free time.
Oh, my gosh. Like, do whatever what.
It's a long time
ago. So I go into this trail that I've gone to many times and have since, and I was walking around, whatever. I come back to our apartment, we shared, and he is furious. Furious. Again, we don't even have cell phones. I think I had one, but I wouldn't take it anywhere with me. And he's like, I couldn't get, where were you? I was so worried. We're going to be late. And I said, what are you talking about? I was gone for an hour. I just wanted to take a walk. Like, what are you talking about? Hours have passed. I don't know. I didn't sit down. I didn't fall asleep in the woods. I didn't do any of that. So again, we had a big fight that night. A big fight because
hours had passed?
Hours.
Like
3.
3 hours?
Like 2 or 3.
Well, like 2 or 3.
I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't even tracking.
2 isn't all that big of a deal because
I wasn't even hiking. I went for a walk. Do you know me to hike 2 hours?
That's a good point.
I mean, I wasn't sweaty.
No, I don't actually.
I mean, I don't even think I put a sports bra on that day. Like, I wasn't physically exerting myself. It was a jaunt.
Well, yeah.
And I did remember being hungry. I'd miss lunch.
How'd you feel when you got back? Did you feel like you'd been probed or anything?
No! I didn't think... So interesting. I didn't think anything of this or missing time or anything else. Nothing.
You probably get like the reptile seed in you.
I probably do. No, it wasn't until the movie The Matrix came out.
That explains Teddy, yeah. He was like the reptile seed.
It wasn't until The Matrix came out. And then I don't even like those movies that much. It's not my genre. No, you have to rewatch them. But I rewatched them and I remember thinking, I remember audibly gasping and go, I think we live in a matrix. Like, I think
so what happened?
Glitch in the simulation. And in fact, from that point on, I used to say that all the time. I would be like, look, it's a glitch in the situation or a simulation.
Situation. Yeah.
What I would say, oh, look, I bet I'm going to pass 3 red Volkswagens going to work today.
And then it would happen?
Yeah. Like, weird stuff
like
that.
I'm going to start testing that out.
Just saying. The alternative that I've been abducted by aliens or anything like that.
Who knows what it is?
Is terrifying. So I'm going to go glitch in the Matrix. Or fairies. That's my... Here's the
wee
hope.
People.
The wee people might have taken
folk.
Me. Yeah.
Angelina Jolie.
I'm telling you, there was no big deal at the time. So now it makes me wonder how many times this has happened to me. And maybe I don't really even care about it. So now I'm very, very... Very
why wouldn't you care about it if it's happening? It's kind
of
weird.
Like, as a child, like, how many times do you maybe like lose track of time? I was always,
well, you know what? That explains,
I was always in trouble, like, as a child, coming back late.
Lost?
Coming back late,
but no, that explains,
I was always
personally, like, I lose stuff all the time,
Like, you always blame the wee
this,
folk.
Like, where, what are those things called?
Your earbuds.
Yeah, the earbuds.
You said I always
lose
them.
Those. Car keys, wallet, like right. stuff all the time that I lose.
Oh my.
That's probably what's happening.
It's probably
is.
So if it is aliens, you want to talk about some aliens?
Our dog is here, so yes,
she's concerned about me.
She's right at our feet right now.
All
right.
So let's talk about the types of aliens. So because now we know there
are. Oh, you mean you're going to discuss it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I have a chart to go by.
A picture chart.
All right. Nice. I have a chart, so just bear with me. All right. So first, little green man. Okay, so one subgroup could be these little green humanoids.
Yeah, the dog stinks.
Okay, even though a few abduction and anal probe cases have been reported, but your classic little green men appear to be harmless. Keep yourself together. Okay.
I'm not laughing.
They're coming for you.
I'm not laughing either.
Now, that's who's coming for you. Because you've mocked them.
That's what
them.
She said.
You've mocked them. All right. The grays. Gray-skinned humanoids, usually 3 to 4 feet tall, hairless, with large heads. Oh my God. You got to stop. Black almond eyes, nostrils without a nose, slits for mouth, no ears, 3 to 4 fingers, including a thumb.
It's like the Simpsons.
Yes.
They have 4 fingers.
Yes. Apparently, the grays have been the predominant extraterrestrial beings.
3 fingers on the Simpsons or 4?
I don't know.
I think it's 4.
I don't know. That's crazy.
No, I'm going to have to check. If you guys, reach out to us if you know.
Oh, God. So, they apparently have been in contact since the 1960s.
The grays have?
Yes. Also, I think we should mention, have you ever heard that President Dwight Eisenhower met with the aliens? Have you heard the story?
I've heard of it. I don't know. Yeah,
so
I don't know the story behind
the story goes that the president met with aliens.
Could you imagine them, like, sitting at a table
times.
In Gettysburg?
No.
Dwight on one side and, like, this little man on the other?
Like a little green man and a gray? No. Met with aliens 3 times at a remote air base in New Mexico in 1954.
I'm telling you.
This is according
everything.
Oh my God, to bizarre claim by an ex-American government consultant.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, so apparently
he sat down with them like he had a meeting.
But maybe their treaty was formed at this point. This is what people
So this would have been like the early 40s.
No, 1954.
Oh, 54. I'm way off.
Yeah.
Oops.
And it was at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico.
Okay.
Apparently after FBI agents were made contact through telepathic messages.
Okay.
So apparently then they met. There was a lot of witnesses. Pentagon representatives, the whole nine yard.
Okay.
And that they sat down and maybe formed a treaty of sorts.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
I know.
I love it.
I know. So that's, you know. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to give you. Did you ever listen to the Opie and Anthony radio show?
No, not at all.
So I found this obscure reference in February 2011 on the Opie and Anthony radio show. The comedian Louis C.K. jokingly asked former U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld a number of times if he and Dick Cheney were lizards. People who enjoyed the taste of human flesh. Amused by Rumsfeld's refusal to directly answer the question, C.K. suggested it was possible admission of guilt. He went on to further muse that perhaps those who are lizard people cannot lie about it. And when asked if they are lizards, they either have to avoid the question or say yes.
Oh, it's like when you get, like, cops. Like, if you're you're buying beer, whatever, you say, hey, listen, are you a cop?
Right.
Are you undercover? Like, you have to say yes if I, it's right. the same kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah, like, but they're like,
same
yeah.
kind of defense.
Yes. But you can find all of these weird things. Like on March 4th, 2013, there was a video depicting a security agent that had really unusual features guarding President Barack Obama.
Like claws?
No, he was very like humanoid. I remember it. I'm pulled up.
Oh, they showed a picture of that. That's so great.
And, yes.
Did he have a tail?
No. It was spotlighted in a Wired report about shape-shifting reptilian humanoids.
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what he thought about that when he saw that.
Uh-huh. Well, in a joke, like a tongue-in-cheek sort of way, National Security Council spokeswoman Caitlin Hayden said, any alleged program to guard the president with aliens or robots would likely have been scaled back or eliminated by sequester. So they laugh about it. But right. Even now, you can find there's a video of this unusually tall security man guarding Trump. And people were like, we're all abuzz about it. No, I mean, he was like 8 feet tall.
Why would you have an 8 foot tall security guard? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's intimidating.
Nobody's going to stand out tremendously.
Well, the Secret Service are supposed to. You're supposed to be intimidated. I mean,
8 feet tall?
It's probably a tall gray, is what I'm saying. Which brings us to another one. There's the Nortics.
Put him in the NBA, if anything. Like, put him near a hoop.
Right. So there's the Nortics and the tall men, the tall whites. They're part of that group,
too.
God,
I want to see pictures so badly.
Well, you can. I mean, I guess.
I'm going to start Googling these little dudes.
The little green men are coming for you. All right.
Oh, God, I hope
so. Then I want to. Okay. So I have a bloop. It comes out like, then I just want to reference this because I didn't even have time to go through all of it.
What do you have here?
Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up on my thing.
Let me just point out this little tidbit here. Like, the scary sidebar pieces now, I mean, compared to this, are so lackluster. Like, saying the sidebars, like, don't compare to this whatsoever.
Okay.
Just.
That's all right.
Transitioning from this to that would be pretty interesting.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
Okay. So, if you have a moment and you want to read some more information, mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of this. You can look up who are the Draconians, and it's...
Where did you find this?
On the internet. Everything's on the internet. It's called Case Files of Branton. And there is all of the information about who the Nortics are.
This is 68 pages? Oh, yeah. Somebody in their basement, like, sat down and wrote this?
No, don't say that. Don't disrespect this. Information about hybrid programs in this. There are things that are referred to the Mothman and how there's connections
John
to
A.
that.
John A. Peele's book. Yeah. There it is.
Love there's it. Information about the Mayan gods and how they're cave dwelling.
Mayan serpent god.
Go ahead. Quetzalcoatl.
Quetzalcoatl, the Babylonian tales of the I can't even say
yes.
it.
Yes, thank you.
The amphibious humanoid from the sea and the Edenic account of the serpent race described in blah, blah, blah.
There's extensive. Legends about creatures that look like they were descended from raptors.
Oh, like dinosaurs or birds?
Dinosaurs.
Or both?
Dinosaurs. How it connects to the Bible and Lucifer.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Uh-huh. Everything is connected. And so I'm afraid that if I go into this rabbit hole of 68 pages,
we'll
I'm not coming
out
the same.
We'll never get
out.
We can't.
I'll never.
There's so much information
to
wade through.
I already have problems going socially to places. I sit and just do this. Like, I sit and go, I don't want to talk about stupid stuff. I want to talk about reptilians with people. And nobody wants to talk to me about this except for you
true.
All
I
that
do,
are listening.
And these people.
And Jason, thank God. But otherwise, all I don't have anybody to talk to, and it makes me become socially isolated. It's hard to go to a child's roller skating party.
I'm like, oh my gosh,
just like hang out with
the
moms, and they're like, hey, guess what? Football's coming back. I'm like, yay. Hey, did you hear there's video of reptilian shapeshifters? I'm like, shut up, Nicole. I'm like, no, people won't listen to me. But this is what I love, and I love to go down deep, and I'm afraid I won't come back out. Like, I'm going to go real crazy. But it has ties to, like, the Loch Ness Monster and where that legend came from. So, you gotta peruse
it's
it.
Everything.
You gotta peruse it. Because there is an awful lot of information here. Somebody has done some sort of research
deep
to connect these
this,
two. All of these things.
What's the story again? Mention it again for those out there who
want
to scope it out.
Well, okay. And also they have Philadelphia Experiment, reference. Kitty Hawk. Oh,
Jesus,
and maybe the,
really,
yeah, maybe
really
the Dracos were involved in that.
Learning to fly.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
The reason that, so this document, this is what I found, is who are the Draconians. So you can Google that. And it'll come up. Case Files of Branton comes up. So, and there's like a book that you can get, The Secrets of the Mojave, that also is from this. Go on with yourself. I'm telling you, it's crazy. You can
that go, is crazy.
And you can get, yeah. You can get really into it. But I'm going to. I'm going to read it. It's going to make me nuts. The reason I decided, let's go ahead and talk about lizard people, is because I saw this video on one of my Facebook groups in which, I don't know who he is, and it was not from recent, but he was describing how these reptilians are living in caves, and that's why children are missing, that they're eating children. Oh. It was like a 3-minute video, and 30 seconds in, I was like, oh. I was like, I'm terrified. Let's do an episode. I'm terrified.
Right, let's do it.
So those are the reptilians. I don't know how true any of this is.
Our dog, she's back.
She's back. She's like, I'm concerned about your mental health. My mental health is fine. Calm down.
It's okay, Skim.
The only thing that's not so fine is I miss carbs. I'm off carbs, and it's terrible.
Oh, she smells so bad. Can you smell her?
The dog, not your wife.
People at home, can you smell her dog?
People at home, she's the dog, she's not bulldog. Your wife.
And she stinks, and she's here at my feet right now. I'll feed you later, Scout. Go away.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to... Let's talk about scary sidebars.
All right. All right, scary sidebars. So, since we're talking about, reptilians, UFOs, and like all this weird stuff,
I thought we'd discuss something about aliens.
Alien life, okay? So, break out your telescopes. Break out your tinfoil hats, because here we go, people. So, recently, scientists and researchers have discovered that we may not be alone here in our solar system after all.
I just told you that.
Yeah, well, I mean in a real scientific sense, not a reptilian.
Believe what you want. Go.
Reason being, they have spotted in Venus's air the presence of phosphine, which is important because this is a stinky gas that is produced only by human beings and microbes.
Okay.
So, now what... This is important to say.
Okay.
What I'm not saying here is that there's, there are aliens for sure.
Okay.
Not saying that. But what I am saying is...
Yeah.
There is a possibility that this, could be happening.
Okay.
Reason being, in Venus, these conditions, lend itself that there's a possibility of life on Venus.
Okay.
And Mars, too,
according
to scientists, seems to have similar conditions. For example... NASA, the Mars rover Curiosity, found what is plumes of methane there on Mars, and that's important to note because that's a component to life. That's Teddy, our son, in the background.
We're taping. You have to go.
Go here, buddy.
You don't want to be on camera.
No. So, moving on here, so we got a potential, life-sustaining material on Venus and on Mars as well.
You know when it all broke down for me? Because, I don't believe in really space or anything.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
I did a Scholastic article for my kids at school about the Mars rover program and all of this.
This one?
It was called that.
Curiosity?
They train people on Hawaii.
Okay.
Because it has Mars-like containers, or Mars-like similar atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And the program was like, you too can be an astronaut. And we're calling them not Terranauts. No longer will you be
Earth.
You're not even getting off the fucking
Earth.
You're
not leaving.
And I was like, wait a minute, what? We're not even getting off the fucking Earth?
All I'm saying is that this article was on space.com by Mike Wall. And Mike's whole point is that, based on what you believe to be true.
Sure.
Potentially, the components for alien life are
there.
Are there on Venus or right. Mars.
And if there, then all. Probably a lot of other places too.
Yeah, sure. But this is important to know.
If you believe in that.
This is important to know. If, you know, life isn't out there.
Yeah.
Then, like, why are we spending all this money on these space programs?
I mean, we're spending money.
Money and conceivably going up in space all the time to do these research trips.
Okay. Explain to me, riddle me this. How after Von Braun, what was his name that did the rockets?
LeBron?
Yes. No. The Nazi. Oh, the
Nazi scientist.
Vernon von Braun, right?
I don't know. I can't remember all the other names.
He was the one that was the genius behind rockets to space, right?
Mm-hmm.
And rockets to the moon. And after we haven't been, we said we cannot replicate that. We cannot get past.
So that's interesting that you say that because
that just makes me go, really? We could do it back then.
That's interesting that you say that because it says here that there's a new mission being planned to head to Mars. Let me check. Just to be sure. Yeah. There's a...
Mars Delusion?
So the most recent rover is called Perseverance.
Persevere.
That's in 2020, believe it or not.
Okay.
That's apropos.
Yeah.
And then the next trip is planned for could be, depending on what you believe, according to my wife.
I don't believe it.
February 21.
Okay.
There's another trip to Mars. It's going to the Jezero crater in February of next year.
That sounds lovely.
So and then the Titan Dragonfly is going to be going as well in 2034 the Titan mission called Dragonfly is going in 2034.
Awesome.
So we're going to space, maybe we're just going on vacation in Hawaii.
Maybe we're Terranauts. You know, President Trump wants the new Space Force to be another branch of the service.
Yeah, that's what he says.
What do you believe?
What, me personally?
Yeah. Like, what are you leaning towards?
That...
You don't know?
I don't think space is real. I think it's all.
Do you think that you know what they say? What that NASA, which stands for, it's all shady. But if it's never true. But I can't remember what we joke about. But that NASA, that the footage that they put out, especially from like the International Space Station, and all NASA themselves says sometimes it's not
what
true.
You're not asking me what I believe. You're asking, like, you're just put curious. Out the question.
I'm generally curious.
I have no idea. Truthfully,
yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know what to believe because, if it's not there, then why? Like, if there's no space, then what are we doing? Like,
why would whoever put it there make us think there is?
What's the point behind it? What is their motive, I guess, is all I'm saying.
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't even know if I believe... I don't know. My latest theory that's like knocking around in my head is that this is some sort of simulation, that this is sort of some sort of computer program. But then I was sort of urged by actually a friend of yours that you've just met recently to think of it as he believes personally that God is the programmer. So he does believe that this is that we are running in a big programmer simulation because that's what we don't even understand it fully.
That God's up there, like the
some sort of programmer,
puppet master almost.
Yeah,
it sounds really.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna do. I don't want to do this. I'd love for him to come on one day and explain to us his point of view because I think he has an interesting one and a fascinating. And so I don't want to ruin it by telling you what he really says, but he does reference, and I just want to make sure that I get it right. But he does mention the wave versus particle double slit experiment.
I don't know what that is.
And it's quantum mechanics and quantum physics, basically. But it's the summary of it is that a scientist wanted to see if light was a wave or a particle, And so they did this experiment, and what they found to be true is when the experiment was run unobserved, the light behaved as a wave, and when it was watched, it behaved as a particle.
That's, listen, I'm telling you, I always go back to this, but my man, John Keel, describes this stuff all the time in, like, all of his books. And it's so, like, he says things just like that, that when you're not watching.
Right, at the unobserved.
Yes, like, so, then the... That's when, you know, like, all the you-know-what goes down.
Right.
And then, you know, once your eyes are over here, you know, you're focused on what's happening.
Right.
Then, hey, back to the status quo.
Well, I always thought, you know, with missing time, just to bring it full circle, and, like, I always thought there's some sort of multiverse or something, and maybe, like, we are slipping in and out. And now I think it's more of maybe it is sort of a Matrix, like, glitch.
I hate that word, though. Like,
well, just, it's just vernacular.
Like, when you say...
A glitch? No, I mean, there's a problem with the software.
Not the glitch. Like, Matrix, simulation. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you like, really saying? That there's a master, like, a puppeteer that's in control of... Yes. of so is that, like, a...
Maybe a god.
Like an alien? Or is that...
Well, it's just another word for it, right? They're just words. So you could say all-knowing. You could say a deity. You could say God. You could say the universe. You could say whatever you want. Aren't they just words? Well,
like, UT is what Keel would say.
Yeah, just
like,
words.
Ultra-terrestrial.
Just like words to describe something bigger than us. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, I guess.
Right? And so I think... I'm starting to think that when people go missing, like, I mean, I'm talking like the 401 missing stuff that we always talk about, but maybe they've run into some sort of something in which it messes up this computer system and it's just easier to remove them from the system.
Or it's not a computer at all and it just happens to be like holes in time or space.
Yeah, well, wouldn't that be the same? We're just using the word computer because that's all I know to say.
My, you know, reptile brain, if you say computer, then but the computer,
the word computer is a very new term, right? But yes, all of these, like, things that we're talking about,
simulation,
yeah, that's all new. All that stuff is new language. Yeah,
right. Jargon, that's all that is.
But these big,
like,
theories,
the ideas
concepts,
and theories are
universal, ancient, ancient. Scary.
That I agree with.
Scary. But it makes me think that maybe that would explain why pieces fall into place. Like, maybe you could link all of these different little pieces.
Or they don't fall into place for, you know, like, if you just fall off the earth, and where'd you go?
Well, maybe you're like a non-player in somebody else's game, and you have to go, and maybe you have to be a player in your own game. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think it's for us to understand yet. Now. Or ever. I don't know.
All right, we're going way down.
Way down the rabbit hole. And again, we can't even... I'd put our own, like, timeline on it. I think that's a good place to stop.
I would say so.
I think we have talked about this to death. But listen, this is what we're interested in, and I hope you are too. But we love to talk about weird stuff.
Please, if you have any ideas, guys, please reach out to us.
Yes.
Please reach out. We love the stuff.
And I swear to you, we're going to get back to the spooky stuff. We're going to get back to, like, the haunted houses and the possessions and the really kind of spooky stuff as we ramp into them.
Conspiracies are good, too.
They
are.
You got to have a little fun on the side. But we're going to get back into that kind of stuff. If you have something in particular you want us to talk about, or a personal experience with missing time or anything that has to do with that, come to our website. You can go to thecouplethatscaresustogether.com, and there's a page that you can click a link and type it there, or just find us on Instagram at thecouplethatscaresustogether, or our email is thecouplethatscaresustogether@outlook.com. All of that's available through our website. Get to me anywhere you can. I'll take a message anyhow.
Just want to jump in here for a second. Please check out on what's the site? Threshold. Throwing around you on Threshold FM.
Jack's radio station. He's
Wednesday
dear.
Afternoons. He's on at noon. He has a great show. The guy
doesn't take himself seriously. Don't you take him seriously. He's an artist, and he's a hoot and a dear, dear person. So please check out his show. And you know what's next for us? He doesn't know this. But
not another kid.
We're having another kid.
Pregnant.
No. No,
God,
that would
could
be
you
important.
Imagine?
Oh, I would love it.
No, honey, he that's sounds... too much. I love our kids.
Write in if you
four.
Think I should have one. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to have any more babies. I'm just saying.
You guys can decide.
Oh.
You guys can make the decision.
100%. If I knew it was a girl, I would have another one. That's okay. We love our boys. It's fine.
Our dog smells bad.
Stop.
They can probably smell no. her right now.
Do you remember when we did the Warrens episode? I know yes. you do. That yes. documentary's out.
Oh, when's it start?
It was. It's this out. Evening? It's out. It's, oh, no, it's out, out. Now? We can watch it.
God, we're going to watch tonight.
So we're going to watch it, and we'll come back next week, and we'll tell you what we thought of it.
Every time I look at the screen, like, my yeah. head is, like, cut giant. Off, and you're, I'm like, tiny. Right in the middle.
We use this chairs
work.
That are, like, off things so that I'm, like, a like, little higher.
I feel like I'm scrunched here, and I try.
You should
and
be scrunched. And,
like, part of my head
Jason's
missing.
Very tall, and I'm very tiny. I'm very short.
All right.
It's fine. Whatever. So that leads us to, if you'd like to see us in on video,
mm-hmm.
you're getting all of it. It's uncut. But you can go to our website and there's a link. Or you can find us on our YouTube page, The Couple That Scares Together. So thanks for sticking with us, guys. We mean it. If you can give us a 5-star review on Apple, that would be amazing.
More importantly, get involved. Get involved.
Oh, Courtney, your stickers are coming. Your stickers are coming. I have them mailed out.
My God, you just cut me off again.
I don't care. Courtney, your stickers are coming. What do you have to say?
Get involved, is all I was saying. Like,
get involved?
Share your stories, yeah. ideas, etc. The weirder, the better, I guess.
Yeah. You know what also I'd like to do?
What?
I'd like to start sharing what other people plan for date nights, because this is our date night. And I want to hear what other people are doing that's kind of cool.
Probably
maybe
doing
you
this
go
too.
Ghost hunting and get a drink. Or maybe you guys go, like, a scary movie. I don't know. What else do people do? But I want to make sure couples know that it's really important to spend time together and make... And I'll tell you what not to do.
That's not true.
Don't take your husband, who doesn't like games, to a flashlight maze.
Tell them the whole story, not just like a little piece of it.
I told him we're going to the pumpkin patch yesterday because it's fall and that's what you do. And
I mean, I had to work yesterday. I was kind of tired.
A few hours. And I said, whatever. Your children want to go to the pumpkin patch, right?
Football.
Tape your football games.
College football was on. I wanted to watch.
Sorry, not sorry.
I went to the pumpkin patch.
We went to the pumpkin patch. It was adorable and fun.
What she's not saying is this. We went to the pumpkin patch twice. We went to the pumpkin patch the first time.
It was planned.
You know,
4 o'clock.
Part of the deal, yeah. From
I
like
said we're gonna
four
spend
four to six.
It wasn't even
so.
4 to 6.
What time was it?
It was. We were there an hour. An hour during the daylight.
We saw the goats. We
to
saw
see the petting zoo and all that. Yeah. I told the kids we'd go get something to eat for dinner. We'd go back and do the flashlight maze.
Mm-hmm.
This is it for the year. That's our flashlight maze.
Untrue. We're back again.
Well, I'm not going back to another flashlight maze. That was it. This guy, he doesn't like to be cold. He doesn't like games and puzzles. It was a disaster.
I hate games and puzzles. I hate cars.
We got it.
I hate board games.
You think I would know this by now?
Old stuff. So, okay. I mean, it was fine.
It was fine.
The issue was I had to carry Bo on my shoulders for like 2 hours.
You didn't have like, to. So tell me what you're doing for your date nights, and I'd like to share that. I'd like to feature some couples that are doing really cool things to stay connected. So if you'd like to do that, I would like to hear it. That's it.
Send your ideas.
Good night, everybody. Have a great week.
See you guys.